Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Blood River, take me to the land of hell. Never be apart again.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Yoko Ono needs almost no introduction, but here goes. The artist, activist, and musician recently told a reporter for The Australian that, quote, art is breathing, unquote. Yoko Ono has been breathing and making art for more than half a century. Among her recent projects is a new album with the Plastic Ono Band called Take Me to the Land of Hell. Yoko Ono joins us here in the Soundcheck studios. Hi. Great to see
you. Hi, John.
So the album title, Take Me to the Land of Hell, that's a dark title, but it doesn't strike me as particularly, I mean, there are dark themes, but it's not overall a dark record.
No, no, and not only that, but even that song has a message that is, we should have an incredible passion and emotion to each other, mm-hmm. instead of having passion and emotion to just get money or get fame.
Would you say that this is an optimistic record? Are you optimistic about where we are headed?
I don't particularly think that I'm an optimist. I think that I'm just a pragmatist, in a sense that I really think that we're going to make it, and not just being optimistic about it.
So pragmatically?
Pragmatically, yes.
Taking a look at it realistically, you think we're going
to
make it?
Oh, logistically, yes, we have to.
I mean, well, yeah, yes. I mean, the alternative is...
we shouldn't even consider it.
Yeah, yeah. So a lot of the songs, as I say, a lot of the songs on this record do deal with this theme, but come at it from very different points of view, very different musical, stylistic points of view. Has your songwriting process changed at
Not
all?
Not at all. And I was always like that. I believe in enjoying many different forms of music. And the music is something that has so many different forms. It's great. And, you know, that's one of the things that I'm daring to do, to not stick to one form.
So this album has everything from funk to chamber music on it.
Probably, yeah.
So when you're home alone, you know, what do you listen to? I mean, you don't have to give names, but I mean, what types of music do you?
Well, you know, I just relax with Indian music, the old Indian music, and
you mean
and gypsy
India,
music
India,
too.
India,
India, in India, yeah. And gypsy music is fantastic. You know, all these sort of old folk songs and different race and different countries are actually very interesting.
Well, this album, as I say, is full of different musical styles. And something else that you've done throughout your career is kind of blurring the distinction between speech and song.
And
between poetry and song.
Yes. And you know, the thing is, I'm very, very happy that these musicians, incredible musicians, and they understand my work, one. But even without understanding my work, whenever I say, okay, well, let's do this jazz, let's do it blues, they can just right away do it because, I mean, they're very skilled, talented musicians.
And we can talk about some of those musicians led by your son, Sean Lennon, in the Plastic Ono
yes.
Band in a moment. But let's hear the song called Moonbeams. This is the opening track from the album by Yoko Ono called Take Me to the Land of Hell.
Clouds were raining, but now they're gone. My spirit appears like the sun at dawn. Moonbeams spreading their wings, shining my rings I got from my three husbands, who all made me housebound. My heart is ruminating your sweet words, while my hands are skinning the birds.
A little bit of music from Yoko Ono's new record, Take Me to the Land of Hell. There's some great guitar playing there.
Oh, thank you.
Sean Lennon, your son, Nels Klein from Wilco. You know, there's some of the musicians
people.
Here. Yeah.
But Sean, I was very surprised that Sean was so accomplished and, as a musician. I just never wanted to control him or suggest anything to him musically. And I didn't. And he knows Beatles songs, John songs, my songs, all the intros and everything. I mean, note by note.
Really?
I don't know why. I mean, when he did that, of course, he was not showing me that he was doing it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you're surprised that well, your you son know,
because,
knows John's
well,
songs.
You know, because John and I decided that we are not going to influence him with our songs or with our careers. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't know about John being a Beatle. And one day he came back, somebody told him and said,
how old was he?
Well, he was about four or five, I think. Daddy, are you a Beatle? And so John said, well, I was.
And now he knows all the songs and many more besides, including this one where he's doing all the bass playing on that
song,
too.
You know, he can play bass, he can play guitar very well, and the piano, and he's even a drummer.
So, right. Now, let me ask you, this is credited to Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band.
Yeah.
What does Plastic Ono Band mean nowadays? It's a completely different set
nowadays,
of people.
Nowadays, I don't know. I have to tell you how it started, because I was asked to go to Berlin to do a big show. This was before I met John. And I thought, oh, I'm going to go with three plastic stands in which I would have tape recorders, and that would be my band. And I thought, well, it's a good idea, avant-garde kind of thing, you know?
Absolutely.
And then once I got together with John, I told him, you know, I missed the chance of going to Berlin to do this, you know? And he said, well, that sounds great, like this. And he just got all this sort of plastic cover of a tape and a toothbrush and all sorts of things in the plastic, you know, that's covering these things, and put together a band on a stage and said, like this? Said, yeah. Well, let's call it Plastic Ono Band. You're going to Plastic Ono Band. And I said, oh, okay. And I had a very unusual idea of a band in the sense that wherever I go, in those days, you know, I was asked to lecture in universities and that. And so when I go to those places, I would say, Yuk, come on the stage and we'll, you know, you'll be my band, you know.
Yeah.
That's how I did things. And John thought that was very interesting because most rockers are sort of stuck to a band, you know.
The electric guitar, the electric bass, the drum kit, that's the band.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So he said, that's a very good idea. And so that's how it happened.
So at some point, all those little pieces of plastic turned into real live human beings.
Yes, yes, of course. It became people. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting people in a sense that they were all John's friends.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're all Sean's friends.
I know.
So you got Questlove from The Roots. You got the surviving Beastie Boys, Merrill Garbus from Toon Yards, some of the members of Chibo Motto, Lenny Kravitz. I mean, the list goes. It's an amazing list.
Incredible people. And, people, musicians. And, you know, very not only just talented, but they're very intelligent.
Yeah. And able to go where you need them to go, which is many different places during the course of the record.
Exactly.
We're speaking with Yoko Ono. Her new album is called Take Me to the Land of Hell. I mentioned Questlove from The Roots. He plays drums on this song called Seventh Floor.
Seventh Floor is about our life on a fifth and sixth dimensions instead of being at the second and third dimensions. It's very kind of like we have all different dimensions, you know, within us. And most of the songs are usually writing about second and third dimension life, I think. So I thought it would be interesting to do that.
Let's hear a little bit of the song called Seventh Floor from Yoko Ono.
I was standing on the seventh floor and saw a body on the pavement. Is that me, the one I'm looking at? From the seventh floor. I rushed to the elevator, which was very slow. I noticed I was naked with only my scarf. Don't cut my hands, can't strangle you. Don't cut my legs, can't walk out on you. Don't cut my tongue,
Seventh Floor from the album Take Me to the Land of Hell by Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band. And Yoko is here with us on Soundcheck. Now, when you're in the studio, is everything at that point set, or do you find yourself, you know, when you're declaiming into the microphone, that sometimes inspiration will strike and a song will take a different direction?
Well, it's a very strange thing because, you know, sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. I'm saying, oh, that's maybe true, you know, because all that is within me, and of course they come out, you know, and without me knowing about it, which is good sometimes. When it, to be too intentional is not, you know, the right way. Well, I got to give it to my son. and that, you know, he's kind of like, Mommy, do you think you can write another song here? And I just write it, you know. I mean, like Seventh Floor was written when we were doing things in a studio. So many songs are like that.
Yeah.
It just inspires me because he says it or something. But I made him into a music director of my work. And I didn't know whether that was a good idea or not. And many people said, don't work with your son. I mean, that's the worst thing you can do. So they said that, and that's why I go the opposite, you know. Why do we try it, you know?
And I wonder what his friends were telling him. Don't work with your mom. That's the worst thing you could do.
I know. But he was, you know, courageous, probably. I don't know. But and he liked my work, and I like the way he understands it in a very special way. But also, he's a good musician, so, you know, why not?
Yeah, yeah. And there's actually a song on the record that is kind of a tribute to Sean. The song, Little Boy Blue, Your Daddy's Gone.
Mm. It's kind of sad, but...
Is this... I mean, it's almost like a lullaby, isn't it?
Well, it's a lullaby, and I just kind of turn it around into something that's more real.
Mm. Let's hear a little bit. Little Boy Blue, Your Daddy's Gone, written for Sean Lennon by Yoko Ono.
Little boy blue, blow your horn. Mommy's sleeping, daddy's gone. You make your life through your stripe. Little boy blue, I love you.
Just a little bit of Little Boy Blue, Your Daddy's Gone, from the new album by Yoko Ono called Take Me to the Land of Hell, co-produced by Sean Lennon. And what did Sean think when you brought that song to the session?
We never discussed it. We're kind of very silent people in many ways. But I kind of, I don't know. I mean, he probably didn't like it and liked it. I mean, both ways, you know.
Yeah. Odd to hear you say that you're a silent person, because, of course, you've been so active and so vocal throughout your life and career. There aren't many 80-year-olds who would have 4 million Twitter followers. You do. Now, back in the 60s, a song was often a way to get a message across. Has Twitter taken over that function? Is that how you can reach the most people?
Well, I hope that my songs are going to be still communicating. Well, I think that, you know, there are many ways of communication. And artists in the 60s also were always using anything they can to communicate. Mm-hmm. I mean, like in the subway station or whatever it is, you know, anything, walls in around the town or whatever.
Right. But, you know, back in those days, a hit record could sell 4 million, 10 million, even more. Nowadays, you know, you may reach 4 million people with 140 characters, but nobody is selling 4 million records anymore.
Well, you know, I was, in that sense, I was very early, too. I was never selling 4 million anyway. So, but it's good. It's good that communication does happen. Without selling a lot, in a very strange way, word of mouth kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. So ideas, you just put them out there, and That's something else that you've done throughout your career, is put an idea out and see what happens.
Conceptual, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So on this record, there are a couple of songs that do have a kind of overt political cast. There's one called Cheshire Cat Cry,
yes,
which sort of riffs on our Declaration of Independence. How did that song come about?
Well, it's just, you know, because I'm so much into not wanting wars and violence.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said it, you know. It just came to me.
One of those things that was not
intuitive? It just, you know, I couldn't help saying it.
Yeah. Mm. Listen to this. This is from the album by Yoko Ono called Take Me to the Land of Hell. It's called Cheshire Cat Cry.
Cheshire Cat, both will float to the end of sea. We, the expendable people of the United States, hold these dreams to be self-destructive.
Cheshire Cat Cry from Yoko Ono's new record, Take Me to the Land of Hell. So that line, we, the expendable people of the United States, hold these dreams to be self-destructive. Did that come first? Was that the germ, the kernel of the song?
Yes, well, and stop the violence and stop the war. I mean, that's the first thing that came to me. But of course, the fact that they're dispensable people, which is so sad in a way.
We're speaking with Yoko Ono, listening to the making of her album, Take Me to the Land of Hell. What about, it's getting towards that time of year, isn't it, where you go to Iceland for
the
Imagine Peace Tower?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Just remind...
So nice that you know about that.
But for folks who aren't familiar, explain what the Peace Tower is.
Well, Imagine Peace Tower, it's called. And it's just made out of light. Mm-hmm. And so... and. October 9th, when it's John's birthday, I'm dedicating this piece to John. So every year, we just put the light on, mm-hmm. and we all surround the light. And it's very nice in a way, because now that everybody knows about it, most everybody, so that they send their wishes, you know, that they put on the wish tree, mm-hmm. and all those wishes that are on the wish tree, different places, different countries and all that, they're all sent to Reykjavik in Iceland. And it becomes part of the Imagine Peace Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all of us are wishing for world peace. And those wishes are going to collectively have incredible power.
Mm.
It is having an incredible power already. And one day, they actually communicate to other planets as well.
So it's a little island in Reykjavik Bay, right there in Iceland, and the lights come out of a structure that has the words "Imagine Peace" on it.
Yeah,
I
know.
In like 24
languages.
Yeah. So that's October 9th. You'll be there.
I'll be there. Mm. I mean, I'm there every year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the album's called Take Me to the Land of Hell. And before we wrap up, I want to ask you about one other song. It's called Bad Dancer. What is this song about?
Bad Dance. I just wanted to dance. And whenever there's a song, there's a music, dance music, my body starts to dance. I mean, I can't help it. And it just goes like that. Because I'm just very much into dance. Mm-hmm. Even when I was 4 years old, and you know, you see it in a film that my mother and father made, that I'm a little girl who's just dancing all the time. And I think dance is a very healthy way of going through life,
mm-hmm.
instead of marching.
And are you a good dancer?
No, I'm a bad dancer, but I love it.
Yoko Ono, my guest on Soundcheck. Let's hear the song Bad Dancer from her album called Take Me to the Land of Hell. Yoko, very nice to have you with us.
Thank you, John.
You're bad. bad dancer.